Cristiani, the way he, Cristiani, the way he responded to the home run, kind of an important moment in the game.
That's what I told the team. That was a turning point in my mind. He responded to the home run, came right back, and threw. It looked like he threw a little bit harder. It looked like his breaking ball was a little bit firmer. It didn't look like they had a chance once he got into the game. And then once we tied the game up, you know, it's going back to the situation. I mean, you're down by seven, you win by seven. I mean, how many times does that happen, particularly in the sixth inning? It hasn't happened to us. I mean, we've been behind in the sixth inning all year and haven't been able to come back. But we've been kind of building up to this moment at some point. And it was kind of the tale of two games. It looked like we were dead dogs, you know, up until the fifth inning, really. We were left for dead. And then we came out and played different baseball, sixth, seventh, and eighth. That was very impressive there at the eighth. We faced a good pitching.
This is as good a job as you've done, too, making the team, making another team pay for their mistakes.
Yeah, because we, it really is. I mean, in the multitude of runs that we scored, I mean, listen, we scored the first two runs, and those were given runs. Those were given runs. The shortstop made an error, and Dan Decker misplayed a ball. And we really didn't have anything going with their lefty on the mound. And then I do think that turning point was Nick, and then the double by Casale. The double by Casale, it was almost like that injected some energy into us. And then I thought bringing Johnny White and McClure in the game injected more energy, because McClure sits on the bench, wants to go in, wants to play. You put him in, he makes something happen. He moves runners over, he gets a base hit RBI, he walks, he scores, he's into it. Johnny White comes in, bases loaded, bang, first pitch right back up the middle. I mean, that's what you do. You know, want to do when you get put into the game, and that was good for those two kids.
Sonny, this first time he's pitched 2 days in a row. Did he look any better with in any kind of rhythm coming in today?
Well, he told me last night through text, like several times, that he was going to be better today than he was yesterday. And I said, why is that? And he says, because basically what I did is threw my bullpen out on the mound yesterday. And I said, okay. But he did throw 22 pitches. But no, you got to have that character out there in that situation right there.
How big was it just taking the series, getting that first SEC?
Wow. I mean, for us, it was really big. I mean, these kids didn't have a whole lot of confidence collectively. So just to win in a game and win in a series was big. But particularly when you're down 9-2 in the sixth, you know, you're thinking, wow. But it was really big for our confidence right here. Hopefully we can draw upon it.
I was going to say, in the big picture, 5-7 to me feels a lot different than 4-8. You feel that way too?
Yeah, and a whole lot different than 3-9. I mean, you know, we kind of could have, you know, this game can turn on any moment, and we were thankful to win last night, but really the win tonight was huge. It kind of puts us back in the thick of things, particularly when we got to go to Arkansas and play a three-game series, because it's tough to play there and tough to win there. So we didn't need to go back. We didn't need to do another 1-2 this weekend. Not going into our last weekend halfway through the season on the road.
Talk about making those subs, McClure, White. Was it just trying to get something going at that point?
Yeah. I thought the two kids that we subbed for did not have anything going, and I was going to make something happen. I didn't care what the matchups were. I didn't really give a rip. I just knew that the guy that sits next to me every day that just punches me in the gut, says, come on, needed to get out there in the game, and Johnny White was the right matchup, even against Bullock, because he's a fastball hitter, and he got his fastball. It wasn't Bullock, but whoever the pitcher was, he got a fastball. And
Yeah, it was Bullock.
And I went out to E before he got up, and I said, this is the perfect matchup, fastball versus fastball hitter, and he did a great job.
So Westlake's fine in terms of health, just was struggling? And
yeah, not good. Just could tell the mind wasn't where it needed to be to compete, and we got a guy in there whose mind was the way it needed to be to compete.
Talking about the confidence, the way they were able to respond down 7, that's what you want to see out of this ball club.
Yeah, definitely do. I need some fighters, you know, that I think they're a good bunch of kids, but in a lot of ways, they're too nice. And I said, you know, they got to come out of their nature sometimes and be a little bit different. You know, they got to be that hockey player that fights on the ice, but then is good with kids off the ice. And we sometimes your nature is ineffective. And we talked about that on Monday, actually. And today they had to come out of their nature a little bit and be a little bit more aggressive, boisterous, and so on.